This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Billy Horschel picked up his fourth PGA Tour victory last week at the AT&T Byron Nelson. He beat Jason Day in a playoff. It's a pleasure to welcome Billy Horschel back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Billy.
Hey, how we doing?
We're good. I'm good. I know you're good.
Yeah.
All right, I mean this with love, Billy. From the sidelines Sunday, it looked like a battle between Jason and James, and you were kind of being a nuisance. You weren't going away. How did it feel out there Sunday? Did you feel in control of it at all?
Yeah, did I feel in control of that? I knew I was going to win. No. Did I feel in control of myself and emotions and what I needed to do to play well? Yes. And I managed my game very well. I wasn't 100% firing all cylinders, but you know, having won other tournaments before, I knew what it takes to win, and I just needed to, you know, make sure I was in striking distance. I didn't do something stupid that was going to cost me the tournament, and just stay around until, you know, they made some mistakes, and fortunately James made some, and then Jason didn't make any, and we're both battling out the last few holes to figure out who's going to win.
And that's what I mean. You know, I think of you a lot in the same terms I think of Zach Johnson. You guys just hang in there. You don't give up. You get that bit in your mouth, and you're going to keep going with it. Do you feel like that's the way you play?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just the way I am as a person. I don't ever give up. You know, I'm going to battle until, you know, that fat lady's singing. So, and even when she's singing, I may still be fighting. So that's just who I am. That's my MO. I'm a grinder. Obviously, I have unbelievable golf skills, but at the same time, I've just got this uncanny, undesirable, I mean, this just fire that won't go away, and I'm going to give it everything I got until, you know, I can't go anymore.
What'd you say to Jason when he chipped it in? you can't.
I think I said you got to be effing kidding me. And it wasn't. I said the full one.
Yeah, I understand, and I and I appreciate you cleaning it up for this. You weren't going to be deterred on 18. Everybody else was hitting shorter clubs. You kept taking driver. What was the strategy there on your tee shot on 18?
Yeah, I had hit a tee shot, a great tee shot there the day before, and the wind was perfect. It was sort of down off the right, and you know, I was like, you know, my caddy Josh just gives me that confidence that I can hit the shots, and that I know I can hit the shots, but it gives me that extra confidence when I need it, when I, you know, there's just a touch of doubt. He's like, come on, you can do this, and so I just got up there and hit the same tee shot I hit the day before, and in the playoff I just didn't turn it over. I sort of hit it right where I was aimed, but yeah, I was like, you know, if you hit a good tee shot, you got a chance to make birdie on that pin, because that's a tough pin. You want to have a wedge going in, and the first time I had a sand wedge or a lob wedge, and the second time I had a sand wedge, so I just was going to be aggressive. I didn't want to, you know, try and play safe and mess up. If I was going to win, I was going to win being aggressive. And if I was going to lose, I was going to lose being aggressive.
Does that drive fit your eye?
It does. It does and it doesn't. I mean, I don't mind seeing shots right to left, but I'm more of a left to right player now. But with that wind coming the right way, I knew I could just hit my normal little cut shot, or if I turned it over a little bit, I was going to be fine. So, you know, if the wind was from left to right, it may have been a different story. But from right to left, it was a perfect wind for the hole and the shot I wanted to hit.
We're talking with Billy Horschel here on the Augusta Golf Show. Speaking of your driver, speaking of your clubs, tell me about those PXG clubs. How much do you love them?
They've been great. I've been, you know, using them now for almost a year and a half, and It truly is an unbelievable company. I've never, you know, there's very few people I've met that, you know, every day I get to see him or talk to him, he still blows my mind. And Bob Parsons, that guy, I mean, he is just an unbelievable character. You know, he texts, he either calls or texts guys on a, you know, a fairly regular basis and making sure they're doing okay. Do they need anything? And it doesn't even have to be golf related. It could just be personal related. And he does a really good job of making sure every guy and every gal that he sponsors is taken care of. And he does the same thing with his employees. So, I mean, for me to finally get a win for PXG meant a lot, because that's something that, you know, I wanted to do as early as I could once I signed with them, and it took a lot longer than I wanted. But I can't thank him enough for, you know, believing in me and believing in the other PXG troops that to carry the umbrella early on in the PXG life, because we've got an unbelievable product. From the driver to the woods to the wedges to the irons to the putters, I mean, he is—he expects quality and high standards from everyone, not just his players, but from his employees as well. But he rewards them and thanks them for their tireless effort, and you know, it's special to be with a company like that.
You know, Billy, you have kind of famously not made a Ryder Cup team or a President's Cup team. Does that now, has that been a goal? Is that a goal? Is that something you want to get done?
Yeah, you know, this year it was sort of tough because I hadn't had the greatest year, and I was down in the list, and I'm like, man, I'm not sure if I'm going to, you know, I sort of put it in the back burner because, I mean, I had to do something special. And now that winning this 18T Byron Nelson, I'm back in the President's Cup mix. I want to be on teams. You know, the great players in a game of golf play on Ryder Cup teams and play on President's Cup teams, and they play in majors and win majors, and I want to be one of the greats when I hang it up. And you know, that's obviously a goal, and now I have that goal, you know, have that chance again to be on a President's Cup team.
How much is it, Billy, when you, after Ryder Cups and or President's Cups, and you hear those guys talking about the camaraderie, and you hear those guys talking about what it's like, how much is it that you, damn it, you just want to be a part of that?
Yeah, you hear it and you see it. I mean, I can see the guys that they become closer. You obviously see certain guys that are close already, but then you got a guy who, you know, not many of the players know that well, and they spend the entire team week with them, and they just have a relationship now that, you know, they didn't have before. And I want that. I want to become closer with, you know, other players on tour. In a team-like format type deal. It just brings you closer. I mean, you have to be closer to have a chance to win and compete.
You made $1 million on Sunday. You've won a FedEx Cup and all that comes with that. I'm curious, Billy, tell the listener, what have you learned over the last 3 or 4 years about life and money?
Life, man. Everyone has their own struggles in life. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, whether you have billions of dollars or you have no money at all, we all deal with certain things. We all have life issues, and we all are dealing with them in our own way and trying to conquer life as much as we can. And when it comes to money, I'm the same guy that I am when I had no money when I turned pro. You know, I try to take care of my team. I try to take care of my family as much as I can. I don't spend it. I don't waste it. I'm very smart with it because, you know, realistically, I don't plan on playing this game past the age of 50. I really probably don't want to play it past the age of 45. So I want to make sure that I take care of my money and I'm smart with it so I can live off it when I decide to hang up clubs.
Okay, so I know it's a long way to go, but you do not see yourself playing on the PGA Tour Champions?
No, I have no desire to. I don't have any desire to. And it's nothing against the PGA Tour Champions or anything like that, but, you know, realistically, I know how hard I work, and I put in tons of hours, and I know there's going to come a time that I'm not going to want to work that hard, and then I'm going to go out and play tournament golf, and I'm going to expect myself to play to a level of standard that I'm used to, and I can't play to that standard level anymore due to not putting the hours on in practice. So, you know, at age 50, I want to, you know, retire and do something else. I have a couple ideas already in mind and sort of looking at things now. But I want to enjoy life past the age of 50, beyond golf.
I'll leave you with this. I saw earlier this week your daughter lit up the internet with her reaction to your victory. You know, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, it's pretty special. I mean, I was, you know, she takes after her daddy, unfortunately. She's a firecracker. She's got a ton of energy, and she's going to be something special. And obviously, I've saved that video for, you know, when I do have some down times, which is very rare. I'm very positive. I don't usually get down too much, but if there ever is a time that I need just a little uplifting, I can just check out that video and it puts a big smile on my face.
Now, there you go. Billy, congratulations on everything. Great win, and keep it going. Play well.
Thank you.